Welcome to Land Yapa News, feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, this holiday season, you can find a gift for a loved one and help a local organization with area projects at the same time. The Junior League of Monroe presents the Charity Shopping Pass. Join me in studio to share more is Junior League Marketing PR Chair member Amy Lang. Amy, welcome to Land Yapa.
Thank you.
Glad you're here. Everyone loves a discount. Is this the first time that the league has offered this shopping pass?
This is the second year, actually.
Okay.
But it's going to be bigger and better this year, so we're really excited about it.
How did this idea come about to create a shopping pass?
We have a board that works on new fundraising events to think about new things to do, and other junior leagues do this across the country, and so we decided to give it a go here.
So exactly how does this work? Okay, so you purchase a shopping pass, then what?
Well, then December 2nd through the 7th, you can take the shopping pass into 50-plus of the retailers and restaurants this year in the Monroe, West Monroe area, and you can get different discounts on all the things that they offer within the store.
Now, is the pass only good for, I believe, the week of December 2nd through the 7th?
Yes, it is.
Lots of shopping and get all that done, but take advantage of the discounts that are available.
Absolutely. It's a great deal, and it's a great way to give to a local charity while getting a little benefit for yourself.
What are some other types of gifts that people will be able to find through using the shopping pass?
Oh, you can get anything. It spans the spectrum. You have home goods, you have clothing, you have accessories. So anything that you could want for your loved ones or for yourself while you're shopping, you can get it.
The businesses that are involved specifically in downtown Monroe and West Monroe or some of the outlying areas?
It's mainly in Monroe and West Monroe. Some of the restaurants that are the chain restaurants that we have involved may have restaurants that are a little bit in the outside lying areas.
And as you mentioned, as far as shopping, everything's pretty much centrally located. So
yes, get to shop local.
Well, let's talk about, we mentioned all the proceeds from the shopping pass going towards Junior League projects. What are some of the things that the group is involved in?
Well, we have a bunch of different areas that we're involved in. We have Families Can't Wait, which is a group that goes into hospitals and helps at-risk families and educates them about different things such as vaccinations for their children and breastfeeding and the different milestones that the children should be hitting, when they should be hitting them, so that they know about these things and so that they can talk to a doctor about them if they're not hitting them. We also have Kids in the Kitchen, which helps children around the ages of 9 to 11, goes in and talks to them about healthy eating and how you can do better eating than, you know, fast food and stuff like that. And then we have a group called Done in a Day, and that's where the Junior League helps out other charities with either volunteer work or through money. And it's just if they don't have enough people to help them that day, we get a group together and we go in and help them.
So task done in a day.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Who is eligible to participate in these programs? People that call the Junior League, or are they referred to the Junior League when we talk about, you know, kids getting involved with kitchen and things like that?
Well, it's mainly the members that go out and try to find the people that need the help. You know, we work with the area hospitals, we work with the area schools, and we have different people set up as our liaisons. And so they will talk to them and we'll figure out who most needs it, and we move around to the different people.
Yeah. Why did you become a member?
I just wanted to get involved in the community and make it a better place.
And as far as meetings and things like that, is it a weekly, monthly meetings? When does the league get together?
Through our league year, which is September through May, we get together once a month for our meetings. And then, of course, you have your whatever committee you're on, then you have different things that you have to do for that committee, and that depends. The time commitment, it depends on what committee you're involved in.
Yeah. Share on some of the experiences and some of the satisfaction of being involved with the Junior League that you've had. How long have you been a member?
I've been a member for 3 years. So, well, I really enjoyed the Done in the Day projects. We set up for the Susan G. Komen event, and we got involved in the Survivor's Tent. So we completely set it up, and the woman came back later on and just said how thankful she was that we did that, that everybody just really felt like somebody had really cared about them. And so it just gives you that satisfaction to know that you touched somebody else's life.
Now, as far as the charity shopping pass goes, again, where can somebody get one of these?
Well, you can get one if you know a league member. They can mm-hmm. get one for you. You can go by the league house and get one there, or you can stop by one of the vendors that's involved in the charity shopping pass and pick one up there.
And the league house is located where?
Right off of Lamy Lane.
All right. And that's going to be going on December 2nd through the 7th with the charity shopping pass. And as we mentioned, 100% of the proceeds going towards the projects of the Junior League of Monroe. Lamy, how can you find out more about the Junior League, perhaps becoming a member or getting involved in some of the programs? How can you find out more about that?
Well, you can visit our website at jlmonroe.org, or you can give us a call at 322-3236.
It's just that easy. And the charity shopping pass with those discounts available December 2nd through the 7th. And you can obtain one of those by contacting the various sources that we just mentioned. Amy Lang serves as the marketing and PR chair for the Monroe Junior League. Amy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landgap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.